We hear a lot of perspectives on the Mankind podcast. Inclusion of a guest is not an endorsement of their views, and the opinions expressed here do not always represent the mission or values of the Mankind Project USA.
G'day, this is Brandon Clift, and you're listening to the Mankind podcast. Welcome.
Looks like the rain has gone.
Hey, everybody, it's Poison Hodgson, Communications and Marketing Director with Mankind Project USA, and welcome to the Mankind Podcast, where we set out to prove that there is more than one way to be a man. And I learned that from listening to the dude that I'm talking to today, Brandon Clift, the fearless, well, I'm going to take that back, the host, maybe not fearless, the host of the Mankind Podcast. And so we have gone through some episodes now. We are up and live, and Brandon and I thought that now would be a good time to get together and kind of digest a little bit of what we've been through and get a little more out there in terms of our process and what's behind the curtain, and also maybe just connect a little bit more to who Brandon is and who we are in this process as we continue to move forward. And I'll also say, before I let Brandon say anything, thank you to the thousands of you now who are out there downloading our podcast episodes and checking us out. So thank you for doing that. And we are having a lot of fun getting those out to you. So Brandon, hey man.
Yeah. Enough about all that. Let's talk about me.
Oh yes.
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. So I figure let's do what we do in the Mankind Project. And before we go anywhere, let's take a couple of minutes to check in.
Man, it's been so long since I've checked in kind of like the Mankind Project process. So I'm looking forward to this. So Brandon King Chimp, who hasn't said that in a while. Brandon King Chimp, checking in with joy, with fear, and with sadness. Sadness is just missing Australia right now. I've got some pretty big floods happening back home, and just wishing my family and everyone that they're safe. And yeah, the joy and the fear is just the same kind of perfect combination for me that tells me I'm in the right place. I always used to get it when I was a gymnast and I was competing. I would always get this kind of electricity in my tummy. And that was usually joy and fear working side by side. So I'm in with that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm Poison Hodgson. Brother Raven, checking in. My kids make fun of me about that, by the way, if I've never told you that.
Oh, really?
Both my kids do pretty good imitation of me checking in on phone calls these days.
I can do my dad pretty solid.
They've gotten used to hearing it. So I'm checking in with a jet flying overhead outside. Yeah, sadness. I am experiencing a lot of sadness in my belly, my throat, my eyes. Looking at what's going, when we're recording this, we are 24 hours from a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. Sadness around that. Sadness, pandemic life. Family life, stress in the family. Yeah, I also have gratitude, grateful to be in this conversation with you, grateful for all the work that you have been putting in on the podcast, excited about where it's headed, excited about listening to the episodes, excited about what's next. Yeah, so gratitude, sadness, and excitement. I'm in.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. So rewind way back to, I'm going to set up how you ended up here in a different way than you might have envisioned. You ended up being the host of this podcast because of a video you recorded in your car. Did you know that? Did you know that there was a straight line from that video to where you're sitting right now?
Wow. We're not talking about the sex tape, are we?
No, I have not seen that one.
Oh,
and
goodness.
The fact brought it up in a recorded podcast, probably not a good idea.
It's like on the 11th page of Google. Anyway, don't worry. Don't even look at it. Don't even go for it. It's not worth the time. Yeah, video. Funnily enough, that video, I'm ever the skeptic, boys. And so on my way up to my new warrior training, I wanted to do a before and after. I wanted to see what this is all about. You know, my dad had been in the work for a couple of years and, you know, of course, if your dad tells you to do something, you do the complete opposite. So it was finally my time to let that story go and go do the training. And yeah, that video was a result of that. Pretty cool, man. That's got some hits.
It's got some hits, yes. And I saw that. I don't know. It was probably pretty shortly after you published it, but it started making the rounds and somebody forwarded that to me, and you and I connected pretty shortly after that because I wanted to take that video and publish it up to MKP. But what I recognized about you very, very quickly and very early on is that you have pervasive sense of enthusiasm and curiosity and like you're just ready to engage with whatever's happening, ready to totally engage fully with whatever is happening. So I watched you for a couple of years and we kept in touch, and why don't you pick up, and you knew about some of the things that MKP we'd already been doing, right? Some of our Facebook lives, and you participated in those. And
yeah, I think I'm very susceptible to FOMO. I don't like to miss out when I see people having a good time. And I saw these lives that the Mankind Project Facebook page was posting. And I remember just thinking, oh, I have opinions on this. Oh, I have opinions on that. Oh, I have opinions on this. And so I think I didn't necessarily knock on the door. I kind of kicked in the door to speak with you about getting involved. But what's been cool is as time's gone on is I've let a lot of those opinions take a backseat and replace them with curiosity and questions that I just want to learn. I feel so grateful to have made it to this stage in life. Anyone who's heard the episodes thus far, I've been through my own battles. And now that I'm here at where I am today, I'm just so grateful that of the work and the impact that the Mankind Project has had in my life and my father's life and the numerous friends that I've invited into the work. So yeah, you know, June 2019, I reached out to you to say, hey man, why don't we have some conversations where we take off our masks and talk about some really difficult topics. Topics that we may not have the tools to navigate, but let's just go for it and be candid. And yeah, for 2 years thereabouts, we started doing Masks Off Monday, mm-hmm. which was before the pandemic. So we weren't making political statements in 2019 about masks. And then, of course, mid-2020, we get enough people hating on our videos, thinking that we're encouraging people to not wear their PPE equipment. So we had to kind of, pivot the name a little bit to change it to the Mankind Podcast. And after doing, 50, 60 Facebook Lives, it was time to put it into podcast form. So we've got a bit of a backlog of interviews and more people turning up, knocking on the door to share their insights. We're getting a lot of great introductions to some pretty influential and phenomenal characters that I'm excited to share space with. So mate, it's been not for a lack of trying, you know, it's been an awesome journey to get to here. And the results of the podcast thus far have just completely exceeded my expectations for what it was going to do. And we're 10 episodes in, which is pretty cool. So I'm just really excited for the conversations to be had going forward and very grateful to be sitting in this seat.
Cool. I'm going to circle back in a little bit to that intentionality that you brought. So curious. And as soon as you said one of those things, I said strong opinions loosely held in my mind, that went through my mind. Something that I admire about you and that I've noticed in you and I, as we've been jamming on who's next and who we're going to talk to, is that you don't let your opinions get in the way of your learning.
Yeah. Well, that was, I mean, gosh, that was an aha for me. Like when I say I'm grateful to be in this seat, I get a chance to be coached, shrinked, analyzed by my heroes, by people that I deeply respect, whether or not I agree with what they say or what they're about. I get a chance to learn here. And case in point, I mean, Daniel Ellenberg coming on to teach the three keys to courageous conversations. That has completely changed how I approach anyone of difference, whether politically, through religion, race, ethnicity. It has completely opened up a new way that I want to connect with people. And I don't know if I would have learned that lesson in my life if I didn't happen to be in this position. So incredibly grateful. And I feel like with my role as the host, and this was something I wish I'd picked up sooner, was we cannot be as effective in our mission in the Mankind Project to help heal the hearts of men if I'm not willing to advocate for the hearts of men that I disagree with. Right? The people that I vehemently oppose politically, let's just say. How am I helping the mission of the Mankind Project? How am I helping my mission in life to create a world of love and connection if I'm not reaching out to those people and instead just preaching to the choir, preaching to the people that agree with me? That's not the approach I want to take going forward. So I can almost promise that listeners are going to potentially hear some guests, hear some things said that they're not going to like, that they're not going to agree with. But I don't want to shy away from those conversations. I don't think we achieve anything if we don't approach those things. So that's a real growth edge for me, going down that path. And that's just an example of something that's completely changed how I view relationships and approach conversations in my entire life. So that's pretty cool.
Yes. So, and that's something that's kind of evolving, right? So what are some other things that you have been learning through these first episodes, and what are some other lessons you've picked up?
Oh man, let me consult my journal. I mean, Tony Porter, gosh, you know, let's not indict men and boys who behave in ways that we don't judge to be healthy. Let's invite them into a conversation. That had a huge impact on me about the ways that I want to vilify people who I judge to do the wrong thing. What does that achieve? Lock them up, throw away the key. Does that solve anything? No. What if we invite them into a conversation? And you've seen it. I've seen it in this work. We've seen men that some would judge not to be worthy of forgiveness for things that they've done. And we have watched them turn their lives around when they've been given space to look at these things. So that was really cool for me. I mean, Dr. Judy Chu, that we often confuse boys when we mistake their feminine characteristics as weak, when really those feminine characteristics are human strengths. I mean, that she put that together so eloquently to help me understand that, you know, feminine, masculine, it's not feminine as female, masculine as male. There's a sliding scale here. There's different poles. It's different energy. We have access to all of it. I mean, gosh, just to name a few, Dene Sebastiana, Man's Guide to Emotional Intelligence. Oh, that was fun. And I must say, you know, and this is important that all of you listeners understand, the opinions of our guests, my opinions, the topics, don't reflect the opinions of the Mankind Project. But doesn't mean there isn't some juicy gold in there. So love that conversation with Dene. So mate, there's tons that I'm learning throughout the process. And I think that's something that I want to distinguish is being the host of a show like this. I'm not someone I judge to be an authority on men's work.
Right.
I don't see myself as someone who's walked a mile in a bunch of men's shoes and I have these insights and the ability to have a bird's eye view of men's lives and men's psyche and manhood, masculinity, everything in between. I don't. I think that's why I'm in this chair though, because I am curious and I want to know and I'm learning. So I want to learn with the listener. I don't want to be the one banging the lectern saying, this is the way things are.
Right.
I want to grow with you guys as you're listening, because the journey never ends.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well said. And the phrase cognitive dissonance popped up for me in there too. So that's something that I've experienced listening to some of the episodes and being a part of the, some of the episodes. So our intention is not going to be injury, harm, shock value. Like that's not what we're going for here.
Yeah.
We're going for curiosity in a way that starts to unpack and kind of pull apart some of the frameworks or some of the things that we might take for granted. Right. So that's what for me comes up. I listen to some of the episodes and there are, you know, there are aspects of what's brought forward that I'm like, not for me.
Yeah.
And this kind of sets that dissonance up, right? So psychoactive ideas, an idea that gets into my head that it's like, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. 2 weeks later, I'm still learning from something that I heard.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, it just, even if it plants a seed and everyone listening, don't just buy into what someone's saying just because they have these letters, you know, after their name or conducted these research, like really investigate in yourself how it lands for you. So thank you, Boyson, for speaking to that. I mean, I had one distant friend of mine actually message me after one of the episodes and she was so mad with what the guest had said, because it really just went against, I think, her Christian beliefs and her experience. And I just thanked her. I said, thank you for being one of the people that actually shares these things, like very intent, like with intention, not just you suck. She was very intentional with it. And it gave her an opportunity to speak and be heard. It gave me an opportunity to hear her, gave me a better understanding of the whole process. I wasn't sorry for anything. whatsoever. I helped her take ownership for her feelings, but it was just cool. Like these conversations clearly are having an impact if that's the reaction we're getting. Case in point, Mark Green, episode 6, why men react to #MeToo. We got a lot of response on that one, but good. If it starts a conversation, why not?
Yeah. Yes. And we're going to continue to do that for sure. So what you kind of expressed at the beginning, but what our listeners may not know is that we already have another 45 episodes recorded. What are a couple of things that you're looking forward to?
45 episodes recorded and new interviews being done every week.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you guys an insight into how we kind of package the episodes is I want to make sure that these interviews build upon each other, right? I want them to build upon one another so that not only does it line up with the content from the previous week, but gives you guys an opportunity to kind of come on a journey with me as we look at, you know, the experience of boys, or as we look at men processing grief. We have these things lined up, but not only that, we have guests who aren't scientists, doctors, researchers, writers on topics that just pertain to manhood, masculinity, men, boys. We got guys like Gabriel Cordell, you know, the first man to roll a standard wheelchair across the United States, 3,100 miles. Him sharing his stories. We've got Drew Manning, a big keto guy, a guy who purposely gained 70 pounds and lost it so that he could empathize with his clients in the health and wellness space, talking about his journey through leaving his church to infidelity and his path to coming to grips and terms with all of that. I mean, we have so many interesting characters lined up. Jim Donovan from Rusted Root and the Sun King Warriors, that I believe through their experiences, just through the stories they can tell from their life's journey, can give us insights all individually for our own life's journey going forward. So as much as I love geeking out on the data, the science, the research, the writers around boys and manhood, there's also room, I believe, to welcome in other other areas of content that I believe can all aid us in our journeys going forward. So yeah, I'm stoked. I just wish we could be posting, had the capacity to post 3-4 episodes a week, not just 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. And it's okay. 2 a week is good. Leave the audience ready to listen to the next episode as well.
2 a week is enough.
2 a week is enough. Yeah. Human experience, right? So something that we've explored across the last couple of years is just all kinds of different perspectives on the human experience.
Yeah.
And I think what we've done beautifully, what you've done beautifully in these first episodes, is set up this kind of idea of how we, hardware, software kind of thing, this kind of idea of let's start to deprogram some of the things that we've assumed, and let's look at human experience from like a more holistic way. And then we can really dive into, ideas around, so for somebody like Drew Manning, ideas around discipline and stretching yourself and, things that have traditionally been associated with this kind of masculine ideal. But now let's unpack even further and see them from multiple perspectives.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we get to, let's get our hands in the mud and get to play around with it a bit more. We're still going to bring in the experts, of course, that have some really cool insights from the data that they've collected. I mean, case in point, Dr. Niobe Way, 30 plus years of research that can inform us a lot. But I also love the tangibility of being able to hear someone share something from their experience, and I now immediately have a tool or a process that I can start to play with in my own life. So yes, I mean, for those listening excited for the episodes to come, this isn't just going to be a passive experience. I hope for you, I hope it's going to be a very active experience of what you learn going forward.
Nice. And I've heard you do it over and over again, but I'll say it in this conversation as well, that one of the beautiful things that we bring in the Mankind Project is it's not just about listening. It's not just about the exploration of ideas. It's not just about the headspace. It's about the full body integration. It's about the heart space and our souls and how we're engaged. And you and I touched base as we were starting this conversation a little bit and some of the obstacles that you've overcome. And I'm thinking of a Slack message that you sent a couple of months ago before we got really going. So speak to the beauty of what MKP has given you in this process.
Yeah. Well, man, it was, believe it or not, from the posting of this episode, it was a month ago that I had that aha. And basically, the basic summary of it is, I was getting in the way of this podcast getting produced and released. It was this story that this deep down kind of deep rooted story that I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough, that I need all of you listeners out there to see some perfect, pretty picture and image of a great host who asks the best questions. I had these stories running around in my head that were getting in the way of me just going post. And it was getting in the way of you, Boyson, and Michael, who edits, and Don, who did some of the graphics. It was getting in the way of you guys being able to produce, because I was the key man risk that was getting in the way. And when a dear friend of mine, co-leader in the Mankind Project, Mike Patterson, who is actually, in fact, going to be the next episode that releases, he helped me identify during one of his courses about how this story of I'm not worthy, this this belief that I adopted at a young age, which is still there, not as powerful as it once was, but which is still there and could possibly be there for the rest of my life. It was pulling the strings and getting in the way of progress. And so now that I've shone a light on it, I can now go into the next interview, aware of how it turns up, hopefully do the work that I can that with the tools that the Mankind Project has given me to, and as men do naturally, compartmentalize it a little so that I can turn up and do the work, do great interviews, and hopefully ask more succinct questions in the future. I know, guys, it can take me a little while to get from A to B. I have to rendezvous through F sometimes, but that is an area of growth for me. More succinct questions.
More succinct questions. Thank you. I'm just going to take a breath. I think that one of the things that this podcast and these kind of conversations help me do is get through my denial about what other people experience and what I experience. So you were just reflecting on, wow, you have an internal belief about not being good enough that was getting in the way of you making decisions to keep things moving forward in your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not just the podcast, all areas of life.
There you go.
Ain't that a BRTCH?
Yes. And so what I keep learning through talking to people and opening these conversations is that we're all carrying that stuff.
Yeah.
Humanizing all of that. It's like, yeah, it's fine, man.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Well, let me ask you, so how is that awareness now of opening up to other people's experiences? How is that touching on other areas of your life?
I pretend far less these days that other people don't experience and aren't experiencing the same kind of emotional stuff that I'm experiencing. And I think that makes it easier for me to actually own up to it in the moment. You and I checked in even before we started recording this call. And there's some raw stuff going on in my life.
Yeah.
And it's not even noon. And I've had 4 conversations today.
Yeah.
There's some raw stuff going on in people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're listening to the podcast and you're engaged in these conversations, underneath all the expertise and underneath the statements and underneath all of that is like, here it is. Like, what you're experiencing is okay. And you're not alone in experiencing it. And if we can bring mega famous people onto this podcast and people who are world renowned and well known and help you see that they're human too and experiencing all this same stuff and dealing with all the same limiting beliefs that got in the way and fighting through their own battles and struggles, then we're accomplishing what we're setting out to accomplish.
Couldn't have said it better myself, man. Thank you.
So that's what we want you to do, is keep coming back, listening, engage with the material. I hope that it's psychoactive for you. I hope that it starts to unstring some beliefs that you've been locked into, just as it has for me. And keep listening. And I'm going to tell another story too, that goes to that. So someone who I recently just reached out to on behalf of the Mankind podcast, who has a book that's gotten an incredible amount of global recognition, and someone who's, I'm not going to put a name into the recording here, reached out, emailed, they wrote back. And what they said was, I would love to engage. And right now I'm really experiencing some difficult stuff in my life, and I needed to take some time for myself. Mm. That's human. That's the kind of human that we're looking to create here, right? Like, from the outside, I never, ever would have thought that. But by opening that up, then I got the opportunity to just say, I hear you, and may this time be what you need it to be for yourself, you know? So, yeah, hang with us, and we'll keep bringing more humanness into the world.
That's my hope. Remember that we're all human. Gay, straight, black, white, atheist, Jewish, non-binary, male, female, all human beings experiencing life. Well, mate, this has been a pleasure. It's going to continue to be a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time to give people a little bit of a peek behind the curtain as to what this 28-year-old dude is in this for. And I appreciate that. I really do. And I'm excited to share with you guys what we got coming up. So if you get a chance, we really appreciate a subscription, downloads, really help us identify how we can best reach all of you with the right messages, and reviews on iTunes. That really does make a difference. That puts this podcast in front of a lot more eyeballs. And so thank you so much for all of you that have already shared, that have commented, that have given feedback. It, again, has just completely blown our expectations out of the water. And now it's up to us to just keep bringing you the goods, and we'll do our best to do so. So thank you.
Thanks, all.
This has been the Mankind Podcast, produced in association with the Mankind Project USA. I have been your host, Brandon Clift, and I personally want to thank our guests for joining us today and imparting their wisdom from their experiences in this amazing journey called life. And of course, I want to thank you, the listener, because through your attention and your support, you make it a heck of a lot easier for us to let men out there in the world know that they are not alone, and that there is more than one way to be a man. Special thanks, of course, goes to my incredible team, Marketing and Communications Director Boyson Hodgson, producer and editor of this episode, Michael Russo, who makes me sound so much more intelligent than I actually am, so of course, special kudos goes there. And if you've been enjoying the music throughout this episode and all of our episodes, check out Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors. I have links to them in the show notes. Now, the fee for this episode is simple. If you found gold and insights that you believe could benefit your loved ones and those you care about, be sure to share it with them. And of course, remember that life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us, so long as we rip the pen out of fate's hand and become the author of our own story. So my friend, pick up the pen, and we'll see you next week. Lots of love.